This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. Today's topic is about the four mantras of success. This comes from 40 years of living on planet Earth for myself, and I think it is essential for every last human being to follow the direction of these four mantras, and I can guarantee you, you will have an abundance of success concerning whatever it is that you do, but more importantly, you'll be mentally elevated on a daily basis to sustain a level of mental clarity and conformity every single day. There's a lot of signs and signifiers in my life personally that has formulated into where I'm at today. The number four is my college number. I'll be lying to you if I said that it's more than five or more than four mantras. I created, you know, four mantras. When I say I created, it just simply came from my own experiences in life. And it's literally through 40 years of experience of, you know, heartache, pain. Never had the pain of not trying, or the pain of regret. And that's something that, you know, a lot of us go through. So the first topic, one of the four mantras I want to speak on is, don't take anything personally. And whew, that's hard. That's hard for millions and millions and billions of people, especially in a social media laden, appearances are appearances, images are projected for what you're supposed to be like and sound like and do. So taking things personally is not something that we practice, especially engaging in conversation, you know, being on a team, being in our place of business, being at our employer or our employees, is talking at, not talking to. And if you find some kind of way to understand that you are in control of what you dish out, what you feel, how you go about doing it, and not take things personally, you become immune to opinions of ignorant people and the actions of others so that you do not succumb to the needless suffering. Because that's all it is at the end of the day. I'm so caught up in what somebody thinks or says to where I'm suffering when they're looking at me and don't even know me. And in most cases, when it's something that's talking at you, do the person really know the autonomy of who you are? No. And it's hard because when people do know you, it's now you still have to practice not taking things personally because you have to have a tougher shell, because when you open up an environment or relationship to build and to know that it's a no judgment zone, that area within that person that knows you is a no judgment zone. So I have to take everything that's being dished out and be open-minded concerning whatever they're giving me and don't take it personal. What others say and do is not a projection of their reality. I promise you that. Trust me. It's not. So that's another thing we can practice and understand. And whether you have to tell yourself that a million times in your head, whether you have to be engaging in conversation amongst ignorant people, amongst people that don't understand, amongst positive people, amongst negative people, amongst the world, you'll get enough of that. I can't, I'm not able to take this personal. You'll get enough of it on a daily basis. And nothing others say or do is because of you, it's because of themselves. I can guarantee you that people that have needless things to say concerning other people, is something more wrong with them than it is yourself. Now, if you're entertaining that, then you buy right into what's going on. But if you want to have a sustainability mentally, if you want to have some level of gumption and toughness and intestinal fortitude to be better with anything that you do or you pursue, and your efforts are there to go about it, then make an attempt to understand your skin is going to have to be extremely tough, and you're not going to you cannot take anything personal. Because as soon as you do that, now you're stunting your growth in the direction that you're going. One of the four mantras, and I want to keep the other three more mystery. I was going to touch on all four of them and then speak on them, but the first one is don't take anything personal. And this is new to me, this podcast, speaking on different topics of experience that I've learned. I'm going to not have to take anything personal when somebody criticizes what I say, how I go about doing it. What are you talking about? What makes you qualified? Your English is improper. I don't take it personal. I feel good within myself and what I'm going about doing. I know if it's any level of negativity, especially if somebody don't know me, it's not because of me. I'm doing something in the efforts to be selfless and allow somebody else to be better. So I refuse to take it personal. It's never personal. But again, 40 years of living life, an abundance of things that you did or you could have taken personal throughout being in different corridors of life that allowed you to really understand certain things that people may go through and throw it at you. So the first thing I want everybody to learn and everybody to take and everybody to apply is don't take anything personal. Your mind just been fair money.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.